This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Rajaji Utsav is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Man Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said a statue of the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, C. Rajagopalachari, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Prime Minister announced the unveiling of C. Rajagopalachari's statue at the Rashtrapati Bhavan premises in the 131st episode of his Man Ki Baat program yesterday.
राजा जी उन लोगों में थे जिन्होंने सत्ता को पद की तरह नहीं सेवा की तरह देखा. ब्रिटिश आर्किटेक्ट एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी. अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजा जी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी. राजा जी उत्सव के दौरान राजगोपालाचारी जी पर आधारित प्रदर्शनी भी लगेगी. ये प्रदर्शनी 24 फरवरी से 1 मार्च तक चलेगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India-AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam on social media today, the Prime Minister said the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended condolences on the demise of former Union Minister Mukul Roy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Mukul Roy will be remembered for his political experience and efforts to serve society. Former Railway Minister and Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Roy passed away early this morning at a private hospital in Kolkata. He was 71. The BJP has condemned the alleged attack on members of the Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi. Talking to media, party spokesperson Shahnawaz Hussain claimed that the left-wing student organizations at the university resorted to hooliganism. He further alleged that the members of left-wing student organizations also engaged in violence at the university campus. Amid ongoing security operations and related road blockages and criminal activity in various parts of Mexico, the Embassy of India in Mexico today issued an advisory to Indian citizens residing in the country, urging them to exercise caution and shelter in place. The embassy has urged Indian nationals in the affected areas to avoid zones with active law enforcement activity and to remain alert to their surroundings. In the event of an emergency, they are directed to call 911. The embassy asked the citizens to keep family and friends advised of their location and well-being via phone, text and social media. For any assistance, the embassy can be contacted via telephone number at +52 55 48 47 75 39. In Nepal, 17 people, including two foreigners, died in a bus accident near Charondi in Benighat Rorang rural municipality of Dhading along the Prithvi Highway early this morning. The Kathmandu-bound bus from Pokhara had plunged into the Trishuli River. As many as 44 passengers were on the bus, 26 injured were rescued and sent to various hospitals. Manipuri language drama film Boong has won the prestigious BAFTA Award for Best Children's and Family Film in London yesterday. The honour marks a significant milestone for Indian cinema, particularly for films from the Northeast, underscoring the global appeal of regional storytelling. Produced by Farhan Akhtar's Excel Entertainment and directed by Lakshmi Priya Devi, the film derives its title from the Manipuri word for little boy. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramzan. In response to a media query in this regard, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. And with that, we end this news bulletin.